Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, a lot of us will be in airports this holiday season, and sometimes things go wrong. Maybe your flight was canceled, or maybe you missed a connection. This week on an encore presentation of Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that sometimes a change in travel plans isn't all bad.
You said something to me just a second ago before we turned on the microphones that I was surprised to hear from you. You said, "I hope I miss my flight sometimes." I'm really kind of shocked to hear that from
you. I did that on the way back from Miami via Atlanta. Whenever I fly back from Italy, oftentimes it's through Amsterdam. I literally will get on the plane, and if the captain comes on board and goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be sitting on the tarmac for an extra 30 minutes. We're missing some bags, and the engine isn't working." I'm always just very happy about that because I'm thinking, I think I'm going to miss my connection.
You like layovers.
I love layovers.
Why?
A couple reasons. One, usually I know the cities pretty well that I'm going to be laying over in. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go see some friends, or I'm going to have some time to walk around and just relax. The other thing is that I've really learned over the years that, you know, arriving rested is so important. And you get so much more out of your arrival and your time with your friends and your family when you finally get to a place than if you just push it through the night on a red eye and connect to some oddball city and you arrive and you're just exhausted. It will take you a day or two to recover from that. Even if you saved, you know, $100, $200 by doing it that way and you thought you're going to be terribly efficient by flying through the night, usually it's so incredibly inefficient the day you arrive that you've just wasted a whole day.
You pay for it later. So let's not leave it to accident. You can plan a layover in a place that you'd like. I used to do that when I lived in Alaska. I very much enjoyed spending time here in Seattle before I lived here. Hardly ever was my final destination, but I got to know the city pretty well.
Well, some airlines are quite well known for this, for their using their hubs to offer kind of complimentary layovers, which oftentimes entices you to sign up for them in the first place. So it actually helps sales for those airlines. Icelandic Air with layovers, free layovers in Reykjavik. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? Go soak in the Blue Lagoon for a day and then get back on your flight and head to Amsterdam or Paris, wherever you're going. Turkish Airlines offers free layovers in Istanbul. Another big one out of Seattle that's getting a lot of press is Dubai. Mm. So you can fly to Asia or Europe or Africa via Dubai and spend the night there and, walk around and see the new town and the old town. And if you really want to plan this out and you don't know which airlines do this, what you can do is you can go online to, let's say, a Kayak, Expedia, or a Viama website and go through the multi-city search. So what you'd have to do is, I guess what you'd do first is you would search as if you were flying directly, let's just say, to Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And then you'd see the routes that are going there. So probably through Amsterdam, through Frankfurt, through Paris, through London. So you'd find that out and then you'd break it down using your multi-city search tool and just basically say, okay, I want to fly from Seattle to Amsterdam. And then for the next leg, push it back a day or two and then do the next leg and the next leg. And oftentimes, and oddly, the price that comes back will be less than it would have been if you would have gone straight through and then, you know, use the round trip key and come back the same way. So if you have time and if you're a little bit flexible, what I would suggest is stop and smell the roses.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can hear more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.